You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the Jewish-controlled media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of white America. It is Saturday, June 30th, 2018. We're in hour one of the broadcast. Can you believe half of 2018 is officially over today? I can't believe it. I mean, time. I had heard that when I was a child, you know, about as you get older, how it flies. I don't really feel like I'm having all that much fun, but it really is flying by for sure. So June 30th, 2018, we're in hour one. How about last week, my apologies that I had to be out. I've got a few things that can interfere, unfortunately, right now on Saturday morning for a brief little time. But how about Jeremy in Kentucky? I listened to the rebroadcast on Sunday, and Jeremy, special thanks to you. Thought you'd done a wonderful job, and I got several complimentary emails about Jeremy filling in as well. So special thanks, Jeremy in Kentucky, and you may remember back. It's been several years ago. I had to be out for an extended period, and I called on, that's right, Dr. Patrick Slattery, who has become now, I believe, the hardest working man in the nationalist movement, perhaps. I mean, he's got a broadcast here on RBN, a co-host with Dr. David Duke. I mean, it's maybe I'm a talent finder. Maybe I'm not talent. I'm just a talent finder. I don't know. But anyway, be that as it may, special thanks, Jeremy. Great job. Jay, I'm not sure if Jay's going to be joining me today. We'll see. We kind of played phone tag, didn't get that solidified for whatever reasons there. So we shall see. A couple of quick announcements. If you missed the Leonard Caldwell interview, 6'11", Jeff Rentz, if you're interested as I am with the sad plight of the German people, which is close to me personally, 6'11", it's on YouTube. It's really short. I think it's I think it's like 40 minutes or whatever, but it's well worth the listen. Also, NationalVanguard.org doing a series, Kevin Alfred Strom, How They Steal Our Wealth. Part 3 is out today. You can go there, NationalVanguard.org. These are short. They're about 15, 20 minutes. Great. If you've got someone in your life that's a normie that don't understand the banking system, this is actually, it would be great for younger people to listen to this. I've really been enjoying it. I've listened every week. I listen every week. But anyway, How They Steal Our Wealth, very interesting series going on NationalVanguard.org. I wanted to make mention of that. Got a couple of clips we're going to be playing. If Jay didn't join us, we'll take phone calls second hour. I've packed with news here that I want to get out, but I got a couple of clips that we're going to hopefully be playing either later this hour or next hour. One's Mark Dice, What the Media is Plainly Saying. How about these past 2 weeks? Is this not a great time to be alive or what? You know, I'm beginning to wonder, you know, if maybe the left and the liberals, and there's a whole litany of names we could use, but we know who we're talking about. If they're not going to completely explode, maybe it's going to literally get back to like the Weatherman Underground, like it was in the 70s. I mean, I've got a story here. We're going to get to it. It was sent to me by Art. 31% of the population in a poll thinks we're close to a civil war. So I don't know about you, but I keep my black ski mask packed wherever I go. You should too. Okay. This was covered pretty well Thursday. Eric Stryker was a guest with Duke. But this story here is the story that is getting absolutely no reporting, and what a story it is. So it's going to take me a little time. I'm going to get through it before the first break, hopefully. But we've got to run down this. Now, if you've been listening to this broadcast like this, you probably know some of this. But if you have not, if you don't know who Michael Kadar is, then you're going to find this really interesting. Now, Michael Kadar, the joint Israeli-U.S. citizen resident in Israel, has been convicted this past week of making over 2,000 bomb threats to Jewish organizations around the world from August 2016 to March 2017, which were all blamed on white racists attributed by the control media to Trump's rise and used to justify the banning of dozens of books on Amazon. Now, this is coming in from, where is it? TheNewObserverOnline.com. I tell you to go there. It's West where the news is up. Yeah, this led to Tex Mars, Hitchcock. David Duke. I'm sure there's others that I'm missing. But they, because of these massive hoaxes. Now, let me tell you something. A letter like this showed up in a city near me at a Jewish school that I didn't even know existed. Now, if there's bomb threats and stuff called in from time to time to just, you know, your public schools, all right, but this was a private school, all right, when the bomb threats called in to some, like, local high school or whatever, you know, they might send out to local sheriff's department or whatever, they had a threat at this school, they called out the police department, the sheriff's department, the SBI, the FBI, and it looked like, you know, the pictures on the local media looked like, you know, the president had been shot. There was so much police presence. So, yeah, there is a significant difference for darn sure. According to a report in the Jewish Telegraph Agency, Kadar was convicted in Tel Aviv District Court on Thursday on multiple counts of extortion for waging an intimidation campaign of bomb threats, including against Jewish community centers in the United States last year. Now, this is all... this has been used by the ADL and others to push all of this anti-Semitism legislation that we're seeing. You know, it's already went through South Carolina, and I'm going to get to some updates on that here shortly. The ethnostate refused to extradite Kadar to America despite requests from the FBI on account of the fact that most of the crimes were committed in this jurisdiction. Israel has a firm policy of never allowing Jews to be tried in non-Jewish states. How about that? Couldn't even extradite him. Probably. Can you imagine what the restitution for this would be? For calling out all of that, if you had to pay, you know, for all the time and money that the taxpayers spent investigating and having bomb squads and stuff come out. Could you imagine how much money it would be? Because this is thousands of times this happened. Delivering the verdict in a closed-door session, Judge Ger Finkel, you couldn't make this stuff up, rejected the defense claim that the team was mentally unfit to stand trial, saying he was fully aware of the consequences of his actions. The defendant has changed his version of events multiple times according to what suits him the most, the judge said. He very much understands the significance of his actions. Authorities said he made thousands of threatening calls, mostly to community centers and schools in the U.S. from January to March 2017, using an online calling service that disguised his voice and allowed him to hide his identity. He also targeted hundreds of airlines, airports, malls, police stations in the U.S., Canada, the U.K., New Zealand, Austria, and Britain, and tried to extort Republican state senator Ernesto Lopez from Delaware. The hoax bomb threats, which came in the midst of the Trump surge in the U.S., sent a chill through Jewish communities and raised fears of anti-Semitism, the JTA said. Now, this was all predicted, too. Donald Trump predicted this, and David Duke, if you listen to his Thursday broadcast, he completely predicted this, and it was reported. The fear of anti-Semitism was widely used to blame Trump and led to successful appeals to Amazon to ban books, which the Jewish lobby did not want on sale in the retail giant's catalog. Kadar was also paid over $250,000 in his anonymous employers by his anonymous employers, which I guess, you know, they've never got to the bottom of that, right? during his campaign, which was perpetrated through a sophisticated satellite dish and IP masking system set up outside his bedroom window. Man, is this not about the most laughable story? I mean, here this guy. Now, the Jewish Times, April 25th, 2017, reported that there was thousands of counts of extortion, drug dealing, money laundering, child pornography, amongst other charges, and an attempt to extort a Delaware state senator. And he also sought to deal guns and drugs on the dark web and market his call masking service. That actually belonged to him, supposedly. You know, I mean, here we've got here's what they're wanting you to believe. This is as laughable as, you know, the official narrative of 9/11 or 7/7, or, I mean, we could go down a whole litany. Here we're supposed to have this teenage kid out of his bedroom with a satellite dish doing all this, and, you know, all his neighbors, his parents, the Mossad, all of the military in Israel, and everyone is just, you know, completely oblivious to these facts. Now, another story, which was run by Yahoo, an American Israeli teenager responsible for making 2,000 bomb threats, spreading fear amongst Jewish institutions, airports, and police stations in other countries, has been found guilty of extortion by threat and sending fraudulent messages. So he's not been sentenced yet. Now, if you watched the NBC or whatever local nightly world news, you know, like I get Lester Holt, which is totally useless. I mean, I only watch it because it's such laughable nonsense in contrast to what reality is. The teenager also used Alpha Bay website, an online dark net market, to offer to send threats to a range of targets in return for payment. Threatening a massacre in a private home would cost $40. A school massacre would cost $80. A plane bomb threat would cost $500. The teenager promised to send recordings of the threats, and a threat made against a school would only be considered successful if it resulted in the evacuation and emergency response by emergency services. So supposedly he was marketing this bomb threat hoax as a service to people that would pay him. Now, you know, there's been no reporting of any investigation to see who was supposedly paying him, but he had $250,000 in Bitcoin. So, I mean, you know, if this had been any, if what if it had been Iranian, some Iranian, this would be the lead-off story. It would still be leading off every night like it was. If you remember in the State of the Union address, when this was all going on, I think it was Trump's first State of the Union address. Don't hold me to that. I'm pretty sure it was. He was commenting on, you know, the plight of the Jewish community under this broad anti-Semitism with all these bomb threats. But then when it come out who it was, well, the story was dropped like, well, what would you say, the old hot potato? And this still, though, this has been used to continue the very aggressive campaign of making these anti-Semitism laws come to America, like we see in Great Britain, France, and, of course, Germany, where we see people like in America, Jacob Goodwin, a political prisoner, in Germany, Ursula Hasselbeck, and Ungrate Jonathan Bonehill, here in America, Schaefer Cox. And heck, they've even got the lawyer that defended Zundel, Ernest Zundel, Sylvia Stoltz, in jail in Germany for defending Ernest Zundel. She become a Holocaust denier, and she's in prison. She was sentenced to 3.5 years. Unbelievable. But anyway, back to this story. The teenager cannot be convicted by the court for threats made while he was still a minor from 2014 to 2016 until the court receives expert opinion relating to the accused. Although the court held that he was responsible for actions committed during that time, It must wait to hear from an appointed youth probation officer under the auspices of the Labor and Social Services Ministry. I'll interpret this for you here shortly. In February, the Jerusalem Post learned that the U.S. backed away from seeking extradition of the teenager, but may seek to have him extradited and tried in the U.S. after facing trial in Israel. Never happened. In April 2017, the Post confirmed that the Israeli Justice Ministry initially rejected a request by the U.S. to extradite the defendant for trial in the U.S. in the Jewish Community Center bomb threat case. So what this is going to fall through the memory hole. It'll have practically little to no reporting done on it. And I doubt, even if they said they sentenced him to 50 years in prison, it would probably all be a hoax. Now, with all that said, Jerusalem Post, it's one of them where if you don't read the story, it puts a bunch of pop-ups on you. You know how it is now. But the legislation is moving through Congress, of course, none of it being reported. Hopefully I'll have a story back here in just a second. Of course, none of it being reported to make it illegal to boycott Israel. House advances Israel anti-boycott bill. The House Foreign Affairs Committee approved the Israel Anti-Boycott Act this past week, a bipartisan bill intended to combat the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against Israel, advanced in the House of Representatives on Thursday. That was day before yesterday. The House Foreign Affairs Committee unanimously approved the Israel Anti-Boycott Act, which would shield Israel and Israeli businesses by criminally penalizing U.S. citizens seeking to participate in international boycotts against them. The legislation is now cleared for a full vote on the House floor. What do you, anybody want to guess? Well, 90%, 95%? I'm a gambling man. I bet it 100% unanimous. The bill is the most significant federal effort to legislate against the BDS movement, following on a model adopted by several U.S. states, including New York, Texas, California, and Florida. It's a bunch more than that. To prohibit discrimination against Israel. It was drafted in 2017 in response to a decision from the United Nations Human Rights Council to blacklist companies operating in the Palestinian territories defined by that body as all territory beyond the pre-1967 war lines. And of course, I get this. You can't read the story for pop-ups, but you get the gist of it. I can move on now from that since it wants to be so difficult, man. But anyway, you can see that the legislation's moving forward. No reporting on it whatsoever. They're going to criminalize, and who knows what these sellout traders will make for you know, the criminality. I mean, how does this work exactly? I mean, there's a lot of different scenarios. I don't know, when you're in stores and you pick something up, it was very rare to say made in Israel. But we saw after the hurricane there in Texas, where you had to sign papers to get disaster relief, that you wouldn't use the money and that you didn't boycott Israel. I mean, how Orwellian. All of these tolerance preaching, you know, traitors on the left, they don't want it. They only want you to, they want you to tolerate what they tell you to tolerate and have no rights at all. There is no freedom of assembly. There is no freedom of speech, and there is no freedom to make the choices to do what you so choose unless it's allowed by this tyranny. I mean, it's just so, it's so in your face. And you know what is really sad is, you talk to, now I'm not talking about the RBN audience here, but you talk to average Joe, comes out of the, you know, grocery store when you're going in or whatever, they're totally clueless to this BDS movement. They would be like, what are you talking about? What boycotting Israel? What you mean they're trying to make that illegal into Congress? They would think that, why would in the world would this even be an issue? But it's a big issue, and it's going through the House right now. And they're also going to be bringing back the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, because the goal is to put these same laws in place that they've got in the super cucked out, completely controlled and practically enslaved, I guess would be a better word, countries, which is no different than it is here, but these completely controlled and enslaved countries like Great Britain, France, Germany, Canada, and coming home to you soon here in America.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Back on the alternative media, Aaron in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. You know, this is the story. Actually, I sent this story to my friend Frank, and I knew this had to go on, but I'd never seen it in print. Right? I've never seen it reported on. I know I've never heard another host talk about this. So we might have, I don't know, maybe it's breaking news, but I found this really interesting. But I find sometimes the things I find interesting, maybe the audience don't. I don't know. So you can tell me. We'll most likely be taking calls in the second hour. But but this was the Jerusalem Post story. And I knew it had to be like this. But here's the proof. Report: Trump signed letter declining to press Israel on nuclear question. The report states that when Trump entered office, we're talking about in the very first few days, if not the first day, I haven't been able to get clarity on that, Ambassador to the United States Ron Dermer went to the White House to arrange for Trump to sign the letter stressing the need for secrecy. What was this letter? What could it possibly be that the president, and he's not the first, has to sign immediately upon entering the office? I mean, he's just got in. He's probably just looking around. You know, he's saying, "Us decorated. Terrible. Who decorated this? Oh, it's Obama. We're going to have to change these curtains." And then in walks Ron Dermer. Four consecutive American presidents have offered Israel written assurances that the U.S. will not pressure them to relinquish their nuclear weapons program. The report states an article in the New Yorker claims that the presidential letters refer vaguely to respect for Israel's deterrent capabilities, a phrase Israeli leaders believe underscores U.S. support for their decades-old nuclear program. You know, this is the secret that everyone knows about, that no one says anything about, right? Especially in the media. Israel neither confirms nor denies the existence of this program. What was it? Mordecai's the Nunu, I think. Man, I think in like 1985, he outed all this about the nuclear program in Israel, but whatever. I don't have it in front of me. I'm doing that off of really pulled up hardcore memory. The first letter was drafted under former presidential serial rapist Bill Clinton. I added the serial rapist. In exchange for Israeli participation in the 1998 Y River negotiations, the report claims. All the way back to Bill, the molester Clinton, as soon as the president of the United States takes office, his masters, I guess you would say, his controllers, show up. And, you know, they grab him probably by the back of the neck and bend him over. And then when they get done, they say, "Now, you signed that letter right there pledging your allegiance. President Bill Clinton assured the Jewish state that no future American arms-controlled initiative would detract from Israel's deterrent capabilities." An oblique but clear reference to its nuclear arsenal, it reads. Former President George W. Warmonger Bush, I added the warmonger, and Barack Obama. No, that's really what it says. I'm just kidding. All signed similar letters, although Obama was allegedly surprised by the request. He later repeated the assurances orally after meeting with Netanyahu after a conference on global nuclear non-proliferation. Isn't it interesting? We go around the world touting all this non-proliferation. We don't want anyone to have nuclear weapons. We get to judge who can have nuclear weapons because we're the only country in the history of the world insane enough to use them. So that gives us, I guess, some moral low ground. I don't know what to go around the world and tell everybody else who can have them. But as soon as you take office, you know, you're ushered into the Oval Office. I guess, you know, "No, Trump, go this way. It's over here." "Oh, I thought it was over here. Over here's the Oval Office. Let me get in here. Oh, it's decorated terribly. I've got to change everything. What? Ron Dermer's here. I need to sign some papers." First thing, that's who has the power? Who really has the power? I mean, the first thing, according to this Jerusalem Post, you know, it's where I got the story. But you're not going to see that reported, really. Very few places is going to report on this fact that this is how it works. Now, you know, we all know this is a fact about Israel's nuclear program, but isn't the hypocrisy pretty darn rich when we go around telling everyone else who can and can't? But how about the fact, you know, when India and a couple of these other countries got nuclear weapons, it was all just, you know, it was dropped. It was totally not discussed anymore. But of course you can see what's happened with North Korea's the fact that they may try to get nuclear weapons. But I thought you'd find that interesting. All right, back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Truthers and for the masses, and I know you're out there, that still believe the lie. How about this for, this is for the sad story segment today. You know, I can't help but think about the fact that James Fields Jr., when he went to Charlottesville, he was just a 21-year-old kid going to a rally, not expecting, probably not having really any expectations of what he was going to, because I've got a friend that went here locally, and this guy's been through it all, and he said it blew his mind. Now, the story came out this week. You might have seen this even of this. Of course, this makes mainstream media. This was on my local evening news, actually. Not national news, but my local evening news. Charlottesville car attack suspect indicted on 30 federal hate crime charges. A lot of the stories don't say how many. They'll just say hate crime charges. James Alexfield Jr., the suspect in the death of a woman who was mowed down along with others by a car last summer at a counter protest to a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, this is an AP story, white supremacist, was indicted on Wednesday on 30 federal hate crime charges. Now, this is in addition to the state charges. And I mean, you know, this kid has went to a rally and is never going home. That's my fear. He's never going home. He's going to prison for life, or they're going to give him the death penalty or whatever. 30 hate crime charges. Every person that was scuffed by the car, and probably everybody listening to this broadcast has seen the videos. His car was being hit, busted out, back glass. He turned down the wrong street, and when that gang of filth collided on him, he gassed his car probably in a panic. And it's very questionable whether she died from being hit by the car or just had a heart attack or whatever. But be that as it may, the reality of the situation is he's in jail facing murder charges and third. And Jeff Sessions, this is Trump administration doing this. Let's remember. And they didn't have to do this. They could have just left it to the state. We all know that. But the charges stood in contrast. They have to put all this in here. It's even got David Duke in here. Just hang tight. The charges stood in contrast to President Trump's refusal to condemn white supremacists and neo-Nazis after the woman, Heather Heyer, was fatally struck. He declared that many sides shared blame as the violence touched off a firestorm over race relations in the United States. Now, we all know, and I'm not going to relive Charlottesville, but the people there had a permit. It was about the removal of the statue. The counter-protesters came there funded and paid to do exactly what they did. The police stood down. This was all done by design to make it to where you're practically, you know, supposed to be scared to go to any of these events, or you'll get Jacob Goodwin. Here, this guy's getting the complete railroad in Charlottesville, and, you know, most people, most radio broadcast or whatever, don't ever discuss that. Last summer's violence in Charlottesville cut short a promising young wife and shocked the nation. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said in a statement Wednesday, "I like him less. And in fact, I don't like him. Period. Today's indictment should send a clear message to every would-be criminal in America that we aggressively prosecute violent crimes of hate that threaten the core principles of our nation." That threaten the core principles of our nation. Jeff Sessions. Let's skip down because it's got so much. Her mother goes on to say, and her name is Susan Bro. B-R-O, like Bro. Declined to say what punishment Mr. Phil should receive and said she would leave that process to decide. Mr. Sessions has not determined whether to seek the death penalty. The August rally in Charlottesville, organized by the Unite the Right, brought together several far-right groups, blah, 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 blah. Not much there. It goes on to say, but as conservatives and progressives castigated Mr. Trump, David Duke. Here it comes. This is the rest of his name. David Duke's not his whole name. I want to read the whole thing. The former leader of the Ku Klux Klan sent the president an ominous warning. "I would recommend you take a good look in the mirror and remember it was white Americans who put you in the presidency, not radical leftists," Mr. Duke wrote on Twitter. So the story goes on well, let's see what this is. Mr. Sessions was in some ways an unusual voice to emerge from the Trump administration on the violence. First in denouncing it last summer and now in the Justice Department bringing hate crime charges, he has long been skeptical of expanding hate crime laws that created federal jurisdiction over certain assaults and murders. Mr. Sessions has vowed to enforce the law no matter his personal views. The Justice Department has brought several hate crime cases during his tenure. A Texas man was charged in an arson attack on a mosque. Mr. Sessions personally initiated the move to send a veteran hate crimes lawyer to Iowa last year to prosecute the murder of a transgender high school student. The hate crime charges against Mr. Fields underscores Mr. Trump's refusal to condemn white supremacist views, says Vanita Gumpta, blah, 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 blah. So, what's the gist of that? No matter what, they could put 10,000 hate crime charges on Fields, and the left wouldn't be happy, you know, and So I feel sorry for this guy because he just went to take part in a protest. He was a victim of circumstance. And, you know, chances are, I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but chances are he's going to get life in prison or death penalty. You know, he's going to have went to that rally, never go home, and either die in prison or be given lethal injection or whatever over the situation that transpired. So, I mean, you know, we should never forget. We should always remember these people that you know, he's going to be made a martyr, to the sacrificial martyr by the left for the people having the gall to come to a rally in Charlottesville to protest the taking down of Confederate monuments. Let's take a real good look at what the media has been saying, what the media is plainly saying in the last week. Sam, let's roll video one. This is a Mark Dice video, video one, Sam, if we could. That may not be.
The folks calling for civility might need to check their privilege.
And 25% of the country, whether it's 25, 20, 30%, are hardcore racist. They do not want to see brown people coming into America. That's just what's going on here.
If you vote for Trump, then you, the voter, you, not Donald Trump, are standing at the border like Nazis, going, you here, you here. And I think we now have to flip it. And it's a given, the evilness of Donald Trump.
Are they just the most stoic human beings? Are they numb? Are they dead inside?
We can't just do rallies. We have to fight back. There will be casualties on both sides.
Anybody who votes for and supports a racist is a racist. You are culpable, white America. I'm sorry. If you hold down the woman while the rapist is raping her, and you didn't rape her, are you a rapist?
Tens of millions of people voted for him after he showed his cards for years.
But are you suggesting that they're racist? Or they're,
yes.
The people who vote, all the people who voted for Donald Trump are racist?
Yes.
Those people who are supporting what he's doing here are racist, period.
They should not be non-confrontational.
And so these policies that this administration is putting forth are intentionally cruel. They are racist. And it is our job as citizens to speak out against that. Now, does that mean that we're going to be violent? No. But does that mean that Sarah Sanders can have a nice, quiet dinner with her family when she's taking our tax dollars to implement this policy? I don't think so.
They're not going to be able to go to a restaurant. They're not going to be able to stop at a gas station. They're not going to be able to shop at a department store. The people are going to turn on them. They're going to protest. They're going to absolutely harass them.
But you guys were involved with Being Patriotic, right?
Very, very patriotic, but not...
Being Patriotic was the group that contacted and helped organize some of these activities that you posted on your own Facebook account.
Those were legitimate.
Those were Russians.
Thank you for calling the Red Hen Restaurant. If you are a Trump supporter, if you voted for Trump, or if you even smell like a Trump supporter, we will throw you out on your butt like we did Sarah Sanders.
President Walker, how do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Certain individuals and institutions, we will, as per Chief Jim Hopper, punch some people in the face when they seek to destroy the weak and the disenfranchised and the marginalized. And we will do it all with soul, with heart, and with joy. We thank you for this responsibility. Thank you.
This economy is going pretty well. I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it, because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please, bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people, but...
Go ahead, go.
I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people.
All right, how about that? That was just clips. Mark Dice put that together. That was just clips this past week in the news. The left has become unhinged. They're openly calling for violence. If you voted for Donald Trump. Well, you are a dirty, rotten, white, racist supremacist. That's what they're openly saying now. And just so everyone's clear, the Red Hen owner, it's being reported by 100%fedup.com, is actually Meryl Streep's sister. I mean, not sister, Meryl Streep's cousin, and she was not present when this happened. They called her, and she came to the restaurant to cause this melee. But you know what? I'd like to go. I wish I had time. I'd love to go to the Red Hen with some of them boys from up about Olin, you know, in Iredell County, if you've ever heard of that. Some of them boys from about Union Grove up there in Iredell County, and see if they what they wanted to do about throwing some people out. You know, I know some cornbread fed country boys. But that was Mad Max Maxine Waters saying that, you know, she's calling now for violence against the Trump administration officials. This is all good news. This is not bad news. It's got to get here for there to be any change. I believe we're closer than it's ever been. People are seeing it. And, you know, there is. Trump is still, and I'm not the biggest Trump fan, don't get me wrong. I don't want to listen to that in phone calls, we all know. But, hey, this is a lot more fun than if it would have been the Shield, you know. A lot more fun than if it would have been the Shield. And this is red-pilling white America. It has to. Anyone, unless they're just totally blind or have their head stuck in the sand. I know a lot of people's got their head stuck in the sand. You got to be on your knees to get your head stuck in the sand. But so Maxine Waters come out talking about all this, and what did Trump say? Trump said, "Be careful what you wish for." Well, CNN reported just a couple of days ago, Maxine Waters said Thursday she's seen an increase in threats since she made controversial comments last week encouraging protesters to heckle and harass members of the Trump cabinet in public spaces. The California Democrat canceled two scheduled appearances in Alabama and Texas this weekend after saying she got threatening messages and hostile mail at her office, including one very serious death threat on Monday from an individual in Texas. As the president has continued to lie and falsely claim that I encouraged people to assault his supporters while also offering a veiled threat that I should be careful, even more individuals are leaving threatening messages and sending hostile messages to my office. Well, how dare they do so? Mad Max Maxine Waters going around with that. That James Brown hairdo? She's good. That's a James Brown wig, right? Is it her real hair or is that James Brown wig? Either way, I'm just waiting for her to, you know, spin around and say, "I feel good." There was one very serious death threat made against me on Monday. I'm surprised that's not more. I'm surprised it's not 10,000 death threats, but whatever. From an individual in Texas. So she's canceling her events now after going out and calling for all this social unrest. Well, keep calling for it. The more, the merrier. Now, I won't have time to play the other clip here. We might have to do it after the first of the hour. Tucker Carlson weighed in on all this. I'll play it at the top of the hour so I can get the whole thing in. It's a little longer. But it really goes to show where we are at. And I believe, you know, we're into summer now. There's a heck of some big riots going on in is it Pittsburgh or Philadelphia? I can't remember. But it's over a police shooting, and they're shutting down streets. It's getting no press reporting whatsoever. But I expect to see more of that. And I think if you've never seen the documentary about the Weathermen Underground, which is kind of hard to find now. You used to, way back in the day, when there was like VHS, you go in and rent movie stores, you know, Blockbuster and whatnot. You can find that, but it may be on YouTube or something. But this was, and they bombed police departments, FBI, Pentagon. They bombed all kinds. It's an incredible story. And of course, went on to be college professors and really honorable, regarded cultural Marxist leftist after being terrorist. But it looks like that's the future. So you know, I guess, I don't know. It doesn't bother me a bit. In fact, the crazier it gets, the better, because this is the only way it can go unless we just sit idly by. And we've already seen shootings at baseball fields full of congressmen. You're seeing Sarah Sanders. Heck, I think we're just at the beginning. It's going to really get crazy. And, you know, the Supreme Court Justice Kennedy, who I totally despise, he's the reason that we've got the ridiculous affirmative action. He's the reason we've got homosexual marriage. And, of course, Ginsburg, she's 85. I mean, surely she's got to give it up soon, right? You remember that, that wooden doll they used to bring them around in like maybe the early 80s, I'm showing sure. I think her name was Madam. It was like a wooden doll, like a ventriloquist or whatever. I think they modeled that after Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But anyway, Trump does have the possibility to truly affect the Supreme Court, who has been just awful, you know, just freaking awful. So we shall see. But all right, we're coming up on a break. We're going to continue with the news. Almost 1,000 people injured and killed in terrorist attacks by refugees in Germany. And we'll talk a little bit about Alison Chablas. Back in moments.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back on the alternative media, Baron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And I've got several news stories I want to get to. Another clip I want to play before we go to phone calls. So everybody just hang on for me. It might be after the first break in the first hour. We've got a CNN story. The Democrats is actually calling for the abolition of ICE. I mean, these people are off their rockers. They are so upset that the continuation of the destruction of America is not going to their continuing down their sycophant plan that they can't freaking stand it. And one of the things I wanted to get in, we have covered Alison Shablaz, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, and she had posted some YouTube videos, some songs on YouTube, and was being charged with anti-Semitism. She was found guilty, but she's been given a 2-year suspended sentence in Ungreat Britain. She's been banned from posting anything on social media for 12 months. So I wanted to get that in, which it's important to update all these type stories. I mean, we're living in the world. It's 1984 with a great big mixture of idiocracy, where you make a song about, you can make a song all kinds of detrimental about Jesus Christ, Christianity. You can make it all detrimental about white people, the Confederacy. You could make it detrimental about Germany and Nazis or what. You could, any way you want to. But if you dare question the Holy Grail of the Holocaust and make a song and post it on YouTube, well, to jail you may go, especially if you're in that cucked out region of Ungreat Britain, where, you know, I mean, they are just cucked out to the max. Also, I don't know if anyone has heard this. I wonder if I've got this with me. I will look it up during the break. But the Tommy Robinson, they had actually bought that domain, Save Tommy Robinson or FreeTommyRobinson.com, a year before that ever happened. NationalVanguard.org has got the story. I thought I had it in front of me. I'll see if I can find it during the break. But that domain was bought by that rebel media, which is run by, it's a Jewish person that runs that, Rebel Media. But that domain, I can't remember, it's either FreeTommyRobinson.com, SaveTommyRobinson.com, was all bought well over a year before his arrest. Hey, you do that with, figure that out for yourself, whatever you want to think about it. I'm not saying anything whatsoever. I'm just saying that is the fact of the matter, I haven't bought any domain, free me or whatever. So a year in advance maybe they saw something was going to happen at some point. I don't know. I'm just thinking that's an interesting little tidbit there. But I will get the story during the top of the hour break. And I thought I had it on my phone here, but I've had some internet issues to beat the band. Making it a little more difficult than usual. But nearly 1,000 people were injured or killed in terrorist attacks involving refugees over a 4-year span, with Germany facing the highest number of terror plots. This is all while Angela sellout traitor Lion Merkel goes around and saying crime is actually down. You know, war is peace. Back in moments.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month.
sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important.